This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to apologise to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy. The exact words that turn a broken moment into a stronger team. In short, this article contains 6 word-for-word scripts to help you apologise to a team member across 6 distinct situations, from missed commitment to public embarrassment to systemic team breakdowns. Apologising for a mistake that affected the whole team's work. Apologising after undermining someone in front of colleagues. Apologising as a manager for creating a damaging team dynamic. Definition: to apologise to a team member effectively means delivering a specific 3-part acknowledgement naming the action, recognising its impact on the person and the team's working relationship, and committing to a concrete behavioural change that restores trust and forward momentum. The team had been pulling together well for months. Then I sent one email. Wrong tone, wrong timing, wrong target. I could feel a collaboration drop off within days. The words had scattered something fragile. I knew I needed to repair it, but I did not have the right language ready. I stumbled. The apology I gave was vague and too late, and the damage lasted far longer than it needed to. When you apologise to team members with the right words, you do not just patch a wound. You signal to everyone on the team that accountability is real here, that trust can be rebuilt, and that the connection holding your collective work together is worth protecting. That signal is what restores team synergy. In Say It Right Every Time, I cover the structure of a genuine apology in Chapter 9 and return to it with more depth in Chapter 11. The principle is simple: a real apology has 3 parts, delivered in the right order. Name the action. Acknowledge the impact. Commit to change. Most failed apologies skip or reverse these steps. Find the script that matches your situation. Weigh the context note before you speak or write. Practice it out loud at least twice. If your apology matters, it deserves that preparation. For the wider framework of rebuilding after conflict, you may also find how to use the bridge method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown worth reading alongside this article. How to use these apology scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them verbatim without adjusting for the relationship or the moment. A script written for a formal leadership context will land badly if delivered to a close peer with the same stiffness. Take the structure. Make the words yours. The person receiving this apology knows your voice. Give them that voice, prepared and clear. Script 1. Apologising for a missed commitment that affected the team. Situation. Use this script when your failure to deliver on a deadline, task, or promise created a ripple effect that slowed down or disrupted the team's work. This is one of the most common team synergy breakdowns, and most people under-apologise for it. Why this works? Team members do not just need to hear that you are sorry. They need to know you understand the downstream effect your missed commitment had on their work. This script names that effect directly, which is what separates a genuine apology from a polite acknowledgement. When people feel the impact has been seen, their trust in you begins to return. Standard version. Name: I want to apologise for missing the deadline on specific task. I know that left you without what you needed to move forward, and it cost you time you did not have. That was not fair to you or to the team. I take full responsibility. I have specific corrective action, and going forward I will specific behavioural change. Formal version. Name: I want to formally acknowledge that my failure to deliver specific task by deadline had a direct impact on your work and on the team's progress. There is no adequate excuse for that. I take complete responsibility. I have already specific corrective action taken, and I'm committed to specific change to ensure this does not happen again. Casual version. Hey name, I really dropped the ball on task, and I know it messed up your week. I am sorry. That was on me entirely. I have action taken, and I will make sure I communicate earlier if I'm running into trouble next time. After you use it, a good response will be brief acceptance, sometimes with a request to move forward. A difficult response may include visible frustration or a list of consequences you are not aware of. If that happens, listen fully before responding. Do not defend. One sentence. Thank you for telling me that. I needed to hear it. Eamon's note. The missed commitment apology is the one most people rush. Slow down. The more specific you are about the impact, the more real the repair. Script 2. Apologizing after undermining someone in front of colleagues. Situation. Use this script when you contradicted, dismissed, or embarrassed a team member in a meeting or group setting, whether intentionally or not. The damage to team synergy here is immediate. It needs to be addressed privately and directly. Why this works? Public embarrassment attacks a person's credibility within the team. The apology must specifically name the public nature of what happened. Simply saying "I should not have said" leaves the person wondering if you understand what the real injury was. This script names it clearly and restores their standing in your eyes. As I describe in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, public conversations require extra care because the audience amplifies every word. The same is true in reverse. The repair must match the scale of the harm. Standard version. Name: I need to apologize for what happened in meeting name today. When I specific action interrupted you, dismissed your point, corrected you publicly, that was wrong. It undermined your credibility in front of people whose respect matters to your work. I should have handled that differently. I am sorry, and it will not happen again. Formal version. Name: I want to address what occurred during meeting/session. My decision to specific action in front of colleagues/leadership was inappropriate and unprofessional. It undermined your standing with the team, and I take full responsibility for that. I am committed to raising any concerns I have directly and privately in the future. After you use it, a good response will often include relief. Many people do not expect this apology, so when it comes, it lands with significant weight. A difficult response may include the person telling you how often this has happened. If it has, thank them for telling you and do not minimize it. Eamon's note. This is the apology most managers avoid giving, which is exactly why giving it well can transform a team's trust in you overnight. Script 3. Apologizing for dismissing someone's idea. Situation. Use this when you shut down, ignored, or belittled a team member's contribution, either in a meeting or in written communication. This is one of the quieter ways team synergy erodes. People stop contributing when they expect to be dismissed. Why this works? Psychological safety, the condition where team members feel safe enough to speak, fails quietly. One dismissal rarely feels catastrophic to the person doing it, but it registers deeply for the person on the receiving end. This script directly addresses that experience. For more on how psychological safety connects to team performance, see what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy. Standard version. Name: I have been thinking about how I responded to your idea about specific topic. I dismissed it without giving it fair consideration, and that was not right. Your contribution deserved better from me. I want to hear it properly now, if you are willing to share it again. Formal version. Name: I want to revisit how I responded to your suggestion regarding specific topic. I did not engage with it adequately, and I recognize that may have discouraged you from contributing further. That is not the kind of team environment I want to create. I would genuinely welcome the opportunity to hear your thinking on this, and I'm sorry for the earlier response. Casual version. Name: I think I brushed off your idea about topic, and I should not have. I was not really listening. Can I hear it again? I think I missed something worth paying attention to. After you use it, the best outcome here is the person re-engaging. They may be cautious at first. That caution is earned. Follow through by responding to their idea with genuine attention this time. A difficult outcome is the person declining to reshare. Respect that and commit clearly to listening better going forward. Eamon's note. When someone stops offering ideas, you do not always know why. This apology does not just repair one moment. It reopens a door the team needs open. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Apologizing to a team member as their manager. Situation. Use this when you, as the team leader manager, made a decision, set an expectation, or behaved in a way that was unfair, unclear, or damaging to a specific team member's experience or performance. The power dynamic here requires extra directness and humility. Why this works? Most managers apologize upward and sideways readily, but apologize downward rarely. When you do it, you model the exact accountability you're asking of your team. This script draws from the bridge method I outline in Chapter 9, the Say It Right Every Time, beginning with a genuine apology, reaffirming the relationship, and committing to visible change. For teams, learning to give feedback that strengthens rather than damages synergy, watching a manager apologize well is one of the most powerful lessons available. Standard version. Name: I owe you an apology. When I specific action gave unclear direction, changed priorities without warning, failed to support you, it put you in an impossible position. That was my failure, not yours. I value what you bring to this team, and I'm going to specific change so this does not happen again. Thank you for continuing to show up well despite that. Formal version. Name: I want to take responsibility for specific decision or action. The impact on your work was specific impact, and that was not acceptable. I did not give you what you needed to succeed in that situation, and I regret that. Going forward, I am committed to specific behavioural or structural change. I appreciate your professionalism during a difficult period. After you use it, your team member may be visibly surprised. That surprise often softens quickly into genuine appreciation. Watch for behavioural changes after this conversation: increased engagement, willingness to raise concerns, improved contribution. These are signs the apology has begun to restore the working relationship. If the response is cold or brief, give them time. Trust repairs at its own pace. Eamon's note: a manager who apologises well earns more authority, not less. This is the truth of it, and I have watched it play out more times than I can count. Script 5. Apologising for creating a damaging team dynamic. Situation: use this when your behaviour, whether competitive, withholding, or critical, has contributed to a stained pattern that is damaging collaboration across the team. This is a bigger apology than a single incident. It addresses a pattern, and the words must reflect that. Why this works: a pattern apology requires more courage than a single incident apology, but it also carries more weight because the person or team can see that you've been honest with yourself first. As I explain in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time, unspoken expectations become premeditated resentments. A pattern often develops because people did not say clearly what they needed. This apology breaks that cycle. If your team is already in a broader breakdown, the guidance in how to rebuild team synergy after conflict or organizational change will be useful reading alongside this script. Standard version. Name: I want to be honest with you about something I have been seeing in how I have behaved toward you over the past time period. I have been specific pattern competitive, withholding information, dismissive, and I think it has made it harder for us to work well together. That is on me. I want to change that, and specifically I'm going to concrete change. I'm sorry it took me this long to say this directly. Formal version. Name: I want to address a pattern in my behaviour that I believe has had a negative effect on our working relationship and on the team's ability to operate cohesively. Specifically, I recognise that I have specific pattern. This has not served you or the team well. I take full responsibility, and I'm committed to specific change. I would also welcome your feedback on what would help most from your perspective. After you use it, this apology may open a longer conversation. Be prepared for that. The person may share things they have been holding for some time. Listen without defending. The more you can receive what they say without explaining yourself, the more the conversation will move forward rather than sideways. Learning to start difficult conversations that are blocking your team's synergy can help you prepare for what may follow the script. Eamon's note: this is the hardest script to deliver, and the most powerful one in this collection. The teams I have seen use this kind of conversation well are the ones that stayed together through genuinely difficult seasons. Script 6. Apologising after a team conflict that damaged collective trust. Situation: use this when a disagreement or breakdown between you and another team member has been witnessed by the wider team, and the resulting tension is now affecting the group's cohesion and output. This script is addressed to the individual, but it acknowledges the wider impact. Why this works: when team conflict is visible, the whole team waits to see how it resolves. The trust in the team's ability to stay intact depends on watching the repair happen. This script uses the language of collective responsibility, which signals to the individual and to the team that you are serious about rebuilding. The feedback loops that maintain strong team synergy only function when the underlying trust is intact. This apology helps restore that foundation. Standard version. Name: I want to apologise for my part in what happened between a specific reference to conflict. I know it affected more than just the two of us. The team has felt it too, and that matters to me. I said or did things I'm not proud of, and I want to move forward from a better place. I am committed to specific change, and I hope we can rebuild from here. Formal version. Name. I'm reaching out to take responsibility for my contribution to the breakdown we experienced around specific issue. I recognise that the tension between us has had broader effects on the team's cohesion and collaborative capacity. I regret my role in creating that situation. I am committed to specific change in behaviour or communication, and I'm open to whatever conversation would help us restore a productive working relationship after you use it. Watch the team's dynamics in the days after this conversation, not just the relationship with their individual. Improved energy in group settings, easier communication flow, and more open participation in meetings are signs that the repair is working. For a structured approach to full team recovery, the Empathy Bridges approach to team communication builds naturally on what this apology begins. Eamon's note. The team watches everything. When they see two people repair well, they start to believe the whole team can do the same. Adapting these scripts to fit your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The structure is what works. The exact phrasing is yours to shape. Adjust for relationship length. A long-standing colleague deserves more warmth in the delivery than a newer working relationship. The structure stays the same, name the action. Acknowledge the impact. Commit to change. But the tone can carry the history you share. Match the register to the stakes. A formal script in a casual relationship feels cold. A casual script in a serious situation feels dismissive. Read the moment. If you are apologizing to someone you have worked closely with for years, let that familiarity show in your language. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If a sentence feels stiff in your mouth, rewrite it. The goal is not perfect language. The goal is honest language delivered with confidence and care. Acknowledge the team dimension. These scripts are specifically about restoring team synergy, not just repairing a personal relationship. Where it is relevant, name the wider impact. People respond when they see that you understand the full reach of what happened. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when apologizing to a team member. Most apology scripts fail not because of the words, but because of the habits people bring to them. Here is what to watch for. Apologizing too broadly. I'm sorry if anyone was upset is not an apology. It is a placeholder that signals you've not yet accepted what happened. Be specific. Name the person, the action, and the impact, leading with your reasons. When you explain why you did something before you acknowledge the impact, it sounds like justification. Your reasons may be completely valid. Save them for after you've said what you need to say first, making their apology about your feelings. I feel terrible about this centers you. The person you are apologizing to does not need to manage your guilt. Keep the focus on their experience and the team's experience. Apologizing without a commitment to change. An apology without a specific behavioral change is incomplete. It repairs nothing in the long run. Every script in this article ends with a commitment. Use it. Avoiding follow-through. The apology begins the repair. What you do in the days after it is what completes it. If you said you would communicate earlier, communicate earlier. If you committed to raising concerns privately, do that. The team is watching, and follow-through is what builds the trust that restores team synergy over time. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. How do you apologize to a team member without making it worse? Be specific about what you did wrong and name the impact it had on the team. A vague apology feels hollow and can increase resentment. The most effective apologists acknowledge the behavior, recognize the effect, and commit to a concrete change going forward. What is the right way to apologize to a team member at work? A genuine workplace apology has three parts, naming the specific action, acknowledging its impact on the person or team, and committing to visible behavioral change. Doing all three in that order is what separates a real apology from a non-apology that damages trust further. Can a sincere apology actually restore team synergy? Yes, and faster than most people expect. When a team member feels genuinely heard and respected, the emotional barrier blocking collaboration drops. A well-delivered apology can restore team synergy more effectively than weeks of polite avoidance or forced team-building activities. Should you apologize to a team member in private or in front of the group? Private first, almost always. A one-on-one apology is more sincere and gives the other person room to respond honestly. If the incident happened in public and affected the whole team, a brief acknowledgement in front of the group may also be warranted, but only after the private conversation. How do you apologize to a team member when you are a manager?
Apologize directly, without hedging. Managers who apologize well build more trust than those who never admit fault.
Name what you did, acknowledge how it affected your team members' work or confidence, and state specifically what you will do differently.
Your team is watching how you handle accountability.
What should you avoid when you apologize to a team member?
Avoid explaining your reasons before you acknowledge the impact.
Reasons sound like excuses when delivered too early.
Also avoid the phrase sorry if, which shifts responsibility to the other person.
Say I'm sorry that, name the specific impact, and then, if needed, provide brief context afterward.
Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.